Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. As you probably can hear, my voice is a little bit off. I got sick a couple days ago and my nose is stuffed and I just speak the way I speak, but I still decided to do the podcast. I have this goal, I want to do one podcast every week. So I've decided to just suck it up and do it anyway. So please forgive me that my voice, as I said, is a little bit different, but I'll try to do my best to provide you the best knowledge and best information as I possibly can, even though I sound a little bit different. So before we jump into this podcast, I would like to invite everyone who is still didn't participate in my business and marketing seminar, the one which is upcoming this Sunday. There's a couple spots left, so if you're interested, please sign up. And if you're looking to get some discount, please feel free to reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to give you some discount code. As I mentioned, there's a couple spots left, so I just want to fill this up and have this entire group. Okay, so let's jump into our today's podcast, and I want to talk a little bit about 10 common mistakes that headshot photographers often make before and during the headshot session. This is something that I deeply believe we have to kind of have to be reminded all the time. The headshot session is not just a photo shoot, it's just a preparation for the shoot, it's just getting the client into the right mind and, you know, kind of give them the proper way to, you know, so they can go for the photo shoot and we can get the best result. So it's all about the process. So, you know, by the time we get to the photo shoot, there's still a lot of work which we need to do. And, you know, it's all about the execution, all those things to get the best results. And sometimes we forget about some of those things. You know, we're in a rush. We have a lot of things on our mind. We have to run the business. There's a family. There's all sorts of different things. And sometimes we might miss some of those things, right? So it's important to have some kind of preparation list, how we can execute this whole thing properly, so we're not gonna run into any troubles, any problems, any issues, and every client who's gonna leave our session is gonna get some amazing shots. And on the top of it, you know, we're gonna provide them great experience, and we're not gonna kind of worry that we just make some mistake along the way and now we have to just kind of bite the bullet and just try to fix problems. So it's better to be some kind of we can prepare for a lot of those things and make sure this whole thing is going to go the proper way. Okay, so let's go through some of those mistakes and we're going to go through them step by step. As always, I have this 10 points, which I just basically write down. And those ones are pretty much from my own experience. This is the things which I've learned the hard way. And those are the things which I kind of neglected at some point. And that's what taught me that, okay, I can't do that. I have to just make this whole thing more efficient, more, I can do this better. So I'm not going to run into any issues. Okay, so let's run through them and let's kind of discuss them step by step. So the number one is insufficient communication with your client. And failing to understand the client's expectations, requirements, or preferences. And this is one of those things which I think every headshot photographer who's starting off their career is going to run into this. Because we get some kind of inquiry, the client wants to shoot with us, but we don't really do any kind of like research what exactly they're looking for. We're just excited. We're going to have a photo shoot. We're going to just do the best job as possible. But I think we need to communicate with the client on a little bit more deeper, a little bit deeper way. So we need to understand what they're looking for, what this headshot is going to be used for, what they're looking for, what their style is, what they do for their job. Like, you know, when they're going to be, where they're going to be using that image. So we need to kind of communicate with them to have a little bit better understanding what exactly we are getting into, and we need to understand the client's needs, and also the client has to understand, you know, what we can provide as a headshot photographer to them. because we also have some kind of, I would say, limitation. So we have like specific style, we do things certain way. So we also have to explain to them what they're getting into it. But the communication is extremely important. And as I mentioned on many, many different podcasts, that the best way to do this is either going through some kind of list. I personally really like to basically give the client phone call and just chat to them so I can kind of hear their voice and I can kind of know them a little bit better and I can know exactly what they're looking for. So this is something which we need to remember before we even get into this whole photo shoot and we're going to work with the client. We need to communicate to them and understand exactly what they're looking for. So the next one is neglecting the pre-session guidance. Failing to provide clients with proper guidance on how to prepare, including outfit choices, hairstyle tips, and suggestions for minimalistic accessories. So this is something, again, it's preparation for the photo shoot, and we need to prepare our client for the session. Because just because we've done tons of different headshot sessions and we know exactly how the show is going to look like, most of the clients, they don't know. They pretty much, they're coming and they have no idea what to expect. Even though sometimes we have those returning clients, they have a little bit of better understanding, but most of them, even they shot with you, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, they're not going to remember all those stuff what you told them. So you need to really guide your client what exactly, how they have to prepare for this, for the photo shoot, what is required. We need to have this entire list with all those things which they need to look after to make sure that the photo shoot is going to go well. And I've run into those problems constantly. And believe me or not, sometimes even you provide them those informations. You basically give them the list what they have to do. They still, they're not going to basically go through all that list. And they're not going to do exactly what you're asking them. So you need to somehow just kind of follow up with them. Just double check everything and make sure they fully understand what they're getting into, what they need to provide, what they need to bring, how they need to kind of like get ready for the photo shoot, how many outfits they have to bring, and all those crazy stuff which, you know, we need to make sure they're gonna follow through and they're gonna do everything what we ask them. Now we're gonna jump on the other side. Inadequate preparation. So sometimes, you know, we don't also prepare properly. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, we don't check the equipment, we don't clean the cars, we don't have, let's say, the batteries charged, and we don't know what kind of lighting setup we're going to use. Maybe we need to do some, I don't know, get some specific background, or we need to basically prepare for the photo shoot. And I've been that way for many, many years, believe it or not. I was just doing things last minute and I was not prepared properly. And that kind of caused me a lot of problems because, you know, if you, let's say, have a photo shoot scheduled for a specific time and then you just like, holy shoot, the batteries are not charged, or I need to clean up the batteries, or like you need to clean up the cars, or you start shooting and all of a sudden the car is full and you just like, shoot, I didn't clean up from my previous shoot, and just creating the mess. So it's extremely important to also maybe have some kind of checklist with everything which you have to do on your and in order to be ready for the photo shoot. So when the clients shows up, you pretty much good to go, you ready, you don't have to worry about all those things. And I've learned that from wedding photography. Believe it or not, wedding photography is extremely, you have to be really, really prepared. There's no time for error. There's no thing, you cannot really just go unprepared because it's going to bite you really hard, and that might ruin your reputation. It might ruin wedding, and then you know you're pretty much done, because if you do something really, really crazy which you shouldn't do, or you're not prepared properly, The clients, they're going to eat you alive, right? So that's something which I, as I said, I've learned and I've done it. I'm not going to go into details, but that's couple situations I had really gave me this really hard lesson to make sure that before every photo shoot, everything is ready. My equipment, my lighting, my cars, my batteries, that you name it. And you don't have to kind of worry that you might run into some problems or issues, or you start making mistakes because, you know, you didn't prepare yourself properly. The number four, ignoring clients' input, disregarding the clients' ideas, and failing to collaborate on a headshot that aligns with their vision. And that's something also, it's extremely important, because I've noticed, and also that applies to me, we have this vision, how we're going to work with the client, what kind of images we're going to do. But we also have to be open for some kind of, you know, what the client is looking for, what they need, what their vision is, what this image is going to be used for. And we have to listen to them, because that's also, if we're not going to listen to them and we're going to just do what we think it's right, and we're not going to go to any compromise, again, that's might kind of turn into some very, very difficult situation with the client. And we have to make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, the clients receive the images he was or she was looking for. So, you know, sometimes those, some of those inquiries from clients might be ridiculous. So we have to just kind of like explain to them why we can't do that. But sometimes, you know, they wanted like specific things like, oh, I want to have, let's say, red tone background, or I want to have blue tone background, whatever, or I want to have a little bit wider shot, or I want to have this angle, or I wanted this kind of smile. So, or, you know, my boss told me that this image has to look more kind of on the happy note, not like, you know, serious one. So we have to be always open what the client says, what they're looking for, and try to somehow, and of course with some kind of boundaries, be able to implement some of those stuff. The next one, now we're going to go into some technical stuff and some photo shoot. Neglecting to establish rapport. Failing to build a comfortable and trusting relationship, resulting awkward expressions and lack of connections in the headshots. So that's something which now, again, it's strictly technical. I know that if we are fully prepared for the photo shoot and the technical things becoming the second nature and we don't have to really worry about it, our goal during this photo session is to connect with our client and basically work on their posing, on their face expressions, and create images which are going to tell the story. They're going to just show the best angles of the client, the best face expressions, and we're going to just create something which is going to have really, really interesting impact on the viewer, whoever's going to be looking at those headshots. And that's our goal. And I think a lot of headshot photographers, you know, they focus way too much on the technical stuff, that the lighting has to be perfect. I need to use this specific camera, or I have to use this specific lens. I need to create this specific mood with my lighting, whatever. But we don't really connect with the client. And that's what causes a lot of problems, because as you probably already know, and I've said that probably a million times, and I'm going to repeat this whole thing again, headshot photography, it's all about the face expressions. It's about the being connected with the client, being connected with your subject, and creating those images which are going to reflect that their personality, who they are. They're going to provide us with some amazing face expressions, which are going to really make an impact on the image. And if we don't have that connection, the client's going to be just standing there, and we might take the best technical photos, but there will be no connection. And you can really see it. You can really feel it from those images. So you have to somehow make sure that, you know, you can check your lighting as much as you want, but as soon as this whole technical stuff is figured out, then you focus on your clients. You talk to them. You try to create a specific atmosphere. You try to play with different face expressions, different posing. To make this whole atmosphere better, you can just put maybe some music behind the scene just to kind of have something kind of on the background which is going to put your client in a good mood. There's a million things you can do. I could create another podcast on that topic, but you have to really focus on your subject and try to create this connection to create those amazing headshots. The next one, inadequate directions. Same thing. If you don't kind of communicate with your client properly, they don't know what to do. You just kind of like making them stand there, and then you don't providing them guideline, you know, how to move, how to kind of change their body position, how to create a specific face expressions. Again, it's going to bite you back because you're not going to get this amazing images, and they might be great when it comes to technical side of it, but there will be nothing there. There will be just client or subject staring at you, and it's gonna just be empty images. So you have to also learn how to communicate with your client, how to kind of show them different things, how to know how to pose them, how to kind of get specific face expressions. The list goes on and on and on, but you need to know how to direct this whole photo shoot and get the best out of your client. The next one, number 7, lack of attention to detail. This is something what it's extremely important. And I know that comes with the experience. I don't think you can learn that right on the spot. And the best way to do that is to learn how to retouch your images, because then you're going to see a lot of those things which you missed. I remember back in the days when I started my headshot photography career and I was just doing shoots, I haven't seen like half of the stuff which I should see. And it was just issues with, you know, the flyovers, you know, the hair flyovers, you know, there's some issues with the makeup, there's issues with the background, there's a lot of things which I could fix before the session or throughout a photo shoot, and I didn't have to spend hours and hours in Photoshop try to fix some of those stuff. So that's comes with the time. And that's why, as I said a million times again, you have to also try to at least retouch your images or analyze them to see what things could be done and how to, as I said, pay attention to all those little details which make the image. Because when we kind of work throughout a headshot, throughout a session, you know, we try to focus on, you know, the face expressions, the posing, there's lighting, there's equipment, there's all sorts of different things we have to look after. And sometimes we just missed some of those important elements on those little details, which might have a huge impact on the image. Number 8, that's the big one, disregarding makeup and styling, and basically not considering professional services to enhance the client's appearance and create a polished look for the headshots. And I've talked about it a million times, but if you're a professional headshot photographer, makeup and hairstyling should be done by professionals, because that's going to not only provide you with the better quality images, it's going to make your clients looks better. It's going to also save you time when it comes to the retouching. So there's only benefits from it. And when the client refuse that and they're going to, let's say, come in without the makeup, or the makeup is poorly done by them, or, you know, some friend, you name it, there's a lot of things which they can do, it's going to reflect your work. And I've been in the situations where, you know, the client came without a makeup, the hair was messy, and, you know, the person is not look best, let's be honest. And what happened then, you know, they're not happy with their images. And then, you know, they're not going to blame that they didn't have a makeup or didn't have the hairstyling done properly. They're going to blame you. So I always required professionals who's going to work on the session, and they're going to prepare the client properly, and they're going to make them look the best, because, as I said, it's going to reflect the final look. And I know sometimes people, they don't want to do it because they, for example, have some stupid excuses such as, oh, I never wear makeup, I want to look natural, you know, like, oh, I want to save money. There's always some excuse, but at the end of the day, they're going to make you responsible for this, right? So we need to learn how to explain to them why they need it, and it needs to be done by professionals, because even natural look requires some kind of makeup to make the clients look natural. Also, they need to understand that's going to save you a lot of time in post-production. Everyone has some kind of skin discolorations. There's some issues, so we need to take care of it to, you know, make them ready for the session. Okay, let's move on. Number nine, poor time management. This is something, again, I never had issues with that, but I know a lot of photographers do, and they pretty much, they don't schedule properly, or, you know, they don't give themselves enough time. Sometimes you're late, sometimes the client is late, and we need to somehow make sure that we have enough time. And I'm pretty kind of strict on this. So typically I'm trying to always start a little bit earlier, so I have the time just in case the client is a little bit late, but also give myself a little bit time after, so I don't have, like, you know, back-to-back clients, because sometimes what might happen, and I've run into this many, many times, that I couldn't get the shots from the client, and I was just struggling, they were stressed, I'm not getting this stuff, and then there's the next client coming in, so, you know, they're stressed, I'm stressed, and then at the end of the day, we're not getting the shots which we're looking for, right? So you have to also, throughout your own experience, trying to figure out how much time you need for each session, how much extra time you need just in case, and also just manage the time properly, so you're not gonna kind of rush through things and then try to get this stuff done quickly, because usually when you're in a rush, things, they don't go well. And that's something which I'm sure most of you guys, including myself, learn one way or another. And I've been there, I've done this, and I said, like, there's no way I'm going to kind of work in those kind of conditions where I have to just do things quickly and rush it. And, you know, and the same with the clients. I think sometimes they also push it. Oh, I have just 20 minutes. And then you're just like, okay, you know what? If you want to get this done quickly, but if I'm not going to get the shots, you have to come back, and then you have to just kind of pay it again. So they also need to understand that they also have to dedicate a specific amount of time. So there's no rush, there's no push, and there's no kind of like stress that they have to leave because they have something else to do. But the last one, what I want to talk about it, is failure to plan for backup. And this is also really big one. I've learned that through the weddings. You always have to have a backup for everything what you kind of do. And you know, like in case you run into situations that, you know, your camera is failing or your lighting is failing, you have some kind of backup. The same when it comes to the makeup and hairstyling, always kind of have someone just in case, you know, your makeup artist is not going to show up, or the hairstyling person is not going to show up. You have some kind of list of people who can take the spot. And with headshots is a little bit different, I found, because, you know, even the worst case scenario, the shoot can happen, you still can kind of reshoot it, or, you know, schedule another time. I'm kind of paranoid because I've learned that for weddings that I always have to have a backup for everything, because I've run into situations where my camera start failing, or my lenses start failing, or, you know, there's a bunch of other stuff, and I couldn't afford that. Like, I have to have a backup. And believe it or not, those things are going to happen sooner or later. But if we have some kind of prepared scenarios, or we run into those situations before, then it's much, much kind of easier to just pretty much just, you know, have something prepared, that you have this backup camera, you have the backup lens, you have this backup lighting. But again, you know, in headshots, it's a little bit of a better story, but it's important to be prepared, especially if you're working with, let's say, some, you know, high-end clients, and they don't have time for another photo shoot, or you're working for some specific project where you, let's say, have, I don't know, like 40 people which you have to shoot that day, and they cannot kind of do this again whenever, let's say, they have makeup done and hair done, and, you know, this whole thing is prepared, and then you just can do it, then you might run into much bigger issues, right? So it's important to somehow make sure that whatever you're doing, it's tested, it's and then it's working properly, and then if something kind of goes sideways, you have ability to, as I said, have a backup, and you're not going to kind of, you know, this whole project is not going to kind of like fall apart because you don't have any, let's say, backup for your equipment. Okay, I'm starting kind of losing it a little bit, so I'm going to probably stop here. I covered everything, the most important ones, which in my opinion are the biggest mistakes we might do. So just kind of keep it in mind, some of those things. I will list them into my podcast so you can kind of read those and you can just, use them for your future reference. And hopefully that's going to help you to kind of be prepared for every headshot session proper way. And you know exactly what to do to don't run into some of those issues. Okay, I hope that was interesting. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to have a longer discussion. I know this list could be much, much longer, but I think those are the ones which I think the most obvious, and those are the ones which definitely kind of like I had issues with them for the first few years when I started headshot photography business. That's why I've decided to kind of highlight them, because this is the most important thing. Okay, thank you for listening. I would like to wish you guys fantastic week. Stay tuned and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.